This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home instrument physical on Donald Stahl, last name STAHL, Donald DONALD. Place was Mission Point, Flint. Date was February 28th, 2023. Paragraph patient profile. Mr. Stahl is a 55-year-old male who came from Trinity Oakland Hospital, period. The paragraph chief complaint. He came to the nursing home due to debility, bacteremia requiring IV vancomycin, comma, COPD, requiring oxygen. And he also has a history of cardiomyopathy and diabetes mellitus, period. A paragraph history of present illness. This man was at Oakland Trinity Hospital. Period. He has no clear-cut insight as to why he initially was admitted, period. He had leg pain, and he had severe right hip pain, and had a bone scan that showed positivity that could be indicative of osteomyelitis, but it wasn't totally clear, period. He also had bacteremia and was on vancomycin, period. He was treated with cefepime for pneumonia, which appears to have improved, period. He comes to us only on the vancomycin, period. He also had a Candida glabrata urinary tract infection, period. This was treated. There's no dysuria now, period. He had a transesophageal echocardiogram done because of the possibility of endocarditis, but that was negative and no vegetations, period. However, he did have persistent bacteremia, so comes to us on vancomycin through March the 19th, period. New line, he was in respiratory failure on the vent and in the ICU and was given oxygen, period. This improved, but he's still oxygen dependent, period. He has significant COPD, period. He was a smoker for 15 years, at least two packs a day, but he quit that, period. He has gangrene in his feet, period. He's had a right transmetatarsal amputation in 2018, and he has darkness on the left heel and a dark spot on the, or a pinkish spot on the right foot, period. There's no redness, period. There's no signs of cellulitis, period. An echocardiogram showed ejection fraction of 55 to 60%, but he has been diagnosed to have cardiomyopathy. And he comes to us on Entresto 24-26, one twice a day, period. He has slight reddening of the coccydial area, treated with Calazyme, or sorry, Camosyn, C-H-A-M-O-S-Y-N, twice a day, period. He is getting betadine to the right foot in the plantar area, and betadine to the right foot with saline, and the ball of left foot, that ball of left foot is treated with betadine soap gauze as well, period. He's getting betadine to the left heel as well, period. These are areas of dry gangrene, period. New paragraph review of systems. Constitutional. Oh, yeah. He denies feeling fever, having chills. Eye denies complaints. ENT, no sore throat or earache, rather complaints. Respiratory. Chronic dyspnea, and he's very weak and he's not walking, period. Cardiovascular chest pain or palpitations. GI, occasional abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria at present. Musculoskeletal. He is weak diffusely, but he can. His upper extremity strength is pretty good at 4 plus out of 5, and hand grip is 4 plus out of 5, period. He's very weak in elevating his lower extremities, and he doesn't walk, period. Skin, no rash or itch, but he has the gangrenous changes noted above. Musculoskeletal, he has severe right hip pain, and he has a transmetatarsal amputation of the right foot. endocrinopoly, urea, polydipsine, has diabetes mellitus, period. The sugar today was 241 this afternoon. It comes on Dedamir and aspartame. We'll monitor, period. New paragraph, past history is positive for the above transmitted tarsal amputation and bacteremia and pneumonia and urinary tract infection. He had diabetes mellitus type 2 with neuropathy, cardiomyopathy, obstructive sleep apnea, osteomyelitis in the past, hyperlipidemia, hypertension. New paragraph, family history. His mother had a myocardial infarction and diabetes mellitus, period. His father had myocardial infarction and cancer, but he's not sure what kind. New paragraph, social history. He smoked in the past but quit. No, he denied alcohol abuse, period. There's one record that states he's had IV drug abuse, but he denied that, period. New paragraph, medications. Apixaban 5 milligrams twice a day for deep vein thrombosis. Vancomycin 1,250 milligrams IV daily. Tylenol 325 milligrams as needed. Aspirin 81 milligrams daily. Symbicort 160-4.5, two puffs twice a day. Entresto 24-26, one tablet twice a day. Dedamir 10 units daily. Aspart 3 units subcutaneously, three times a day. Ipratropium 0.5-2.5. Every 24 hours is needed for dyspnea and cough. Hydralazine 10 milligrams three times a day. Cymbalta 30 milligrams daily. Carvedilol 3.125 milligrams twice a day. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams nightly. Albuterol 2 puffs every 6 hours as needed. New paragraph. Allergies unknown. New paragraph examination. He is debilitated, very weak, not distressed. He's on oxygen. Blood pressure 168 over 81. Temperature 98.3. Pulse 100. Respiratory rate 19. O2 saturation 96%. Other blood pressure has been normal, but it was elevated this admission period. Head and neck, pupils equal to reactive light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular is intact, oral mucous membranes are pink and moist, ears are normal to inspection, neck supple, no mass, no nodes, no palpable thyromegaly, lungs, diminished breath sounds, period, percussion was unremarkable, no accessory muscle use for breathing was observed, cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no gallop, no murmur, no edema, pedal pulse was palpable on the left, period. I could not feel it on the right. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly, period. Preparative neurologic, period. Cranial nerves are normal. Sensation is intact. He is weak in the lower extremities, especially, period. Musculoskeletal. He has the right transmitted tarsal amputation, period. Short range of motion is normal. There's no acute joint inflammation. Skin showed, had reddening of the coccygeal area, and there's dry gangrene of the left heel and the right stump of the foot, period. It's not extreme. New paragraph, assessment plan one. Mr. Stahl has had bacteremia. He comes to us on vancomycin 1,250 milligrams daily through March 19th, period. I did not see any echo evidence of endocarditis, period. However, he did have bacteremia, period. Two, he had respiratory failure and has severe COPD. And I will continue the Symbicort 164.5, two puffs twice a day, and do a NEB as needed, period. 3 has diabetes mellitus and observe on Dedimir 10 units nightly plus Aspar 3 units 3 times a day before meals and have to adjust periodically, period. 4 is hypertension and I will continue the hydralazine 10 milligrams 3 times a day and carvedilol 3.125 milligrams twice a day and observe more readings, period. Five is cardiomyopathy and comes to us in Entresto, period. The ejection fraction was normal in the hospital, period. The Entresto is 24-26, one twice a day. He's on the carvedilol, period. Six, he has poor insight into his medical problems, period. He's a bit confused as to what has happened to him in the hospital, period. Seven, he has dry gangrene of the feet and he's being treated with betadine soaked gauze, period. 8, he's had deep vein thrombosis and I'll continue Eliquis 5 milligrams every 12 hours, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Mm-hmm.